Missouri Department of Insurance helped consumers who filed a complaint against their insurance company receive an additional $4.7 million in claim payments for the first quarter of 2014.
Can you give me an idea of what kind of complaints folks made that required that allowed you or required you to take this action on their behalf?
Sure. The top categories of complaints that were received by the department were we received health insurance complaints, auto insurance complaints, life and annuity type complaints, along with homeowner complaints.
Was this, I can see in health and auto insurance, for example, people had a problem of one kind or another, whether it's a health problem or an automobile incident, and the insurance company for some reason refused to pay the benefit. Is that what it boiled down to?
It can be that, or it can be a combination of factors. It could be a situation where maybe the insurance company made the policyholder an offer to settle a claim for an amount, and the policyholder didn't feel that was an adequate amount, so they contacted the department to look over their policy and act as a go-between between the policyholder and the insurance company.
In a case like that, do you find, what do you do? Do you rule? Does the department rule one way or another, or does it try to strike a balance, or what do you do?
We really try to mediate the situation, and each one is individual and it's on its own merit. But we review the policy line by line, and we call the insurance company. And what it could be in a case where they might have a denial, where an insurance company has a denial of claim, for instance, maybe for a health benefit, and we'll look at the policy, review state statute, and go to the insurance company and say, you know, you've denied this claim. We're looking at it. Our determination, it looks like here it should be covered in policy. State law says it should be covered. Can you show us why you're not covering this? And in cases like that, a lot of times the insurance company will go back, review it, and elect to cover that benefit. So it's a definite service. It's a benefit that we offer to Missouri consumers. We're a resource here, ready and able for them to reach out to.
Do you keep records of how many of these instances that you look into don't change, that the insurance company is, I guess you'd say, upheld in its decision?
We do have a consumer complaint index posted on our website for each insurance company. I'm not sure if that directly answers your question, but do we track the complaints? Yes.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, that indicates you keep track of how many insurance companies get how many complaints.
Right.
But I was just wondering if there are very many times when ultimately the insurance department and the insurance company come to some kind of agreement that, yeah, the insurance company was right versus, yeah, this person has a case.
There are instances where, you know, of course, where maybe the insurance company isn't right. As you said, that's absolutely right, Bob.
Okay. Does the same kind of situation exist for homeowners? And what was the other category that you had?
We have health insurance, auto insurance, life and annuity products, and homeowners insurance.
Yeah. Let's talk about life and annuity. What kind of this is an issue that I know a lot of people have a lot of questions about when it comes to annuities and life insurance. But what kind of issues do people raise when they come to you with these life and annuity insurance program questions?
A lot of times we get life policy questions from beneficiaries wondering whether or not maybe they have a policy out there that a loved one might have left to them. We do have a life policy locator on our website, and we can help locate those life policies, for instance. But we get a lot of inquiries regarding beneficiary questions.
So do the insurance companies then have to notify you when they write a life insurance policy on someone? Do you have a data bank of some kind?
We do have a life policy locator, yes. And to be honest with you, Bob, I'm not sure that they necessarily have to contact us or if that's more of a national database that's kept.
Okay. I just wondered who was keeping that kind of a record, because it would come in handy. I think of Clint Zweifel always coming across various kinds of unknown or unclaimed treasures, and I would think sometimes a life insurance policy might be something like that from time to time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Is homeowners insurance the same situation you have with health and auto? Is that mostly a mediation issue?
Sure. Absolutely. Sometimes we get questions, you know, where just this from this past quarter, for example, we had a storage facility that sustained damage in the May 2011 Joplin tornado. And this is actually one of the few claims we still have outstanding from the Joplin tornado. And the consumer reached out to the department because they weren't happy with the initial offers that were being made to them to settle their claim by the insurance company. So after we contacted the insurance company decided to extend an offer for about $110,000 for a settlement of the claim to the policyholder. Policyholder accepted that offer, and the case was closed.
So you still have a few outstanding claims from the Joplin tornado?
I think there are a few, yeah.
Anything real big? Is there a reason why we're still going through this territory 3 years after the event?
Well, it could be. I think it's probably a myriad of reasons, and it's situations probably like this where there's some negotiation going on between the policyholder and the insurance company on the settlement of claim.
Now, do you folks keep track of, and I suppose this might show up on the index on your webpage, do you keep track of the insurance companies that get the most complaints, and is there a threshold that that you see these companies are getting a lot of complaints where you move in and do more than just mediate, or you do something with that company?
Well, we do have a regulatory authority over companies, and we do keep the Consumer Complaint Index online on our website. So consumers can utilize that tool to look at when they're out searching for new policies, when they're thinking about going with a specific insurance company. One thing I always stress is consumers need to do their homework, look at our website. It does offer a host of resources. You know, check the Consumer Complaint Index for the company you're looking at. Of course, if that index is high, you might want to consider looking at a different company.
Is the $4.7 million pretty similar to what you've had in first quarters in the past?
It was. It's a little bit less than what we had last year at this time, but it's still very substantial.
Is it all a seasonal situation? Do you have ups and downs in the quarters throughout the year?
No, I don't think that is the case. I think it just varies from year to year. Of course, you know, we do have a spring storm season in Missouri where we do get a lot of property damage, but in all honesty, health seems to be our biggest driver in complaints, and you know, health is year-round. So,
yeah. Okay. Well, that pretty well covers the waterfront that I have here. I think.
And
Chris,
can I just?
Sure. You want to add something?
I really want to stress to Missourians that our Consumer Affairs Division stands ready to assist them if they do have questions or concerns about their insurance company or policy. Give us a call, 1-800-726-7390.
Insurance is such a complicated thing. I'm sure that there are a lot of people who really don't understand a lot of the ins and outs. Is this the kind of thing where you often just have to sit down and say, yeah, this is what the policy really says?
And that's exactly right, Bob. And we'll happy to go through someone's policy with them, just help explain it to them.